Welcome back to Alpha Mama 2022. So this is the first official podcast of the 2022 series. I'm really excited to have you guys on board this year, and I'm really excited about the schedule that we have for the year ahead. Very excited. So Alpha Mama brings you the lowdown on books that change your lives in the self-development space. We do the reading and research so you can sit back and listen and take the steps to live your best life and move toward a grounded life that reflects your authentic self. Growing up, I didn't feel like I had a lot of great guidance. The lack of guidance in my own life led me to make choices that accumulated to me hitting rock bottom by the age of 30. I felt like I had no one to turn to, and that's when I started turning to books and how I started learning how to live my best life and turn things around for the better, which has been an amazing transformative journey in my own life. And that's why I'm really excited to be doing this program and sharing this journey with you and hopefully inspiring you on your journey. At Alpha Mama, we believe it doesn't matter where you come from. The only thing you need to succeed at your life is the belief that you can and the commitment to carry through with backing yourself and the action, taking the action to make it happen and make it real. So a beautiful person once said to me, wherever I am is where I belong. And I believe that whatever it is that you desire is calling you. And that desire is an invitation for you to step into your power and step towards your best life and your most authentic self. Sorry, my camera is all over the place. So we're here to inspire you to take the steps towards achieving your dream life by doing the research and sharing the tips and strategies provided by self-development guides and coaches from throughout time. So I'm really excited. So to kick off the year this year, we are starting with a book that we read recently, and it's called The Magic of Thinking Big by David J. Schwartz. So who is David J. Schwartz? Let's find out. So he, based on Wikipedia, he was a motivational writer born in 1927. His best known book was The Magic of Thinking Big, which is what we're going to be discussing today, which sold over 6 million copies. His quals include Professor of Marketing and Chair of Consumer Finance at the University of Georgia. He also had a self-development leadership business called Creative Education Services. And I believe he passed away sometime in the late 80s. But based on his bio, it seems that he would have the integrity and the quals that you would expect someone would need to have in order to know what they're talking about in this space. So what are the secrets of thinking big? The magic of thinking big. What are the secrets contained within the book? I'm so excited. Let's find out. Now, I really enjoyed this book, The Magic of Thinking Big. I think it's a great way to kick off the new year and start fresh with some motivational leadership and strategy tips. So I chose this book to start with because, I thought, you know, it's great. Like when we're looking at creating some goals and some motivation in our life, you know, what better to do that than to start with a really big vision for your life, like a really massive, massive vision. To sort of just really, you know, reach deep and get those cogs churning, those motivational cogs churning. And one thing I liked about the book was that it actually provides exercises and techniques to practice his advice. So the bottom line is the power is within your mind. You can choose how to think and direct your thoughts. Focus on watering the good thoughts and ignore or let go of the negative thoughts. fill your mind with positivity instead of focusing on the negative. Now, personally, I'm not a Buddhist, but I'm into Buddhist philosophy. And it's one of those quotes that gets thrown around a lot in that kind of spiritual space where when we talk about being the gardener of our mind and to focus on weeding the garden. So, you know, weeding out those negative thoughts and, you know, creating more space for the positive thoughts to bloom and to flower and to take shape, you know. You know, some people may not be fond of the pseudoscientist Oprah, but, you know, Oprah's done great things. She's got a great following. And she also, you know, gives that kind of advice where she's like, you know, follow what feels good. Follow the good things. Don't, like, just cut away the things that don't feel good, you know. They're not meant for you. And if you trust in life, if you trust in the journey of, you know, what feels good or what's taking you to the right places, then you can do great things, as she attests. That's how she got to where she was, Oprah Winfrey, the Oprah Show, or whatever it's called. So one of the biggest tips in The Magic of Thinking Big is to imagine your biggest, most broad, encompassing, powerful life possible. Imagine your largest potential. Imagine the biggest life possible for yourself. And I really like that starting point because I've heard it many times that we all limit ourselves through our thoughts, and we also have a habit of limiting other people through our language and the way that we deal with each other. You know, if one of your mates, say one of your drinking buddies, came up to you and they said they were they had this great, you know, oh hey, I've got this great idea, I'm gonna start a business offering people X, Y, and Z, and I want to be number one in the industry, I think it's going to be really big, most of us might be like, all right, mate, calm down. You're being a little bit delusional. Or, you know, put your action where your mouth is. You know, I'll wait to see it till I believe it, kind of thing. And as the book points out, if you told a millionaire, I want to make $1 million, they're not going to laugh at you because they've done it. They have made $1 million, so they know that it's possible and they know you can do it. Or if you want to be the CEO of a successful business and you mention that to a CEO, they wouldn't laugh at you because they have done it and they know it's achievable. And so in the same way, the book suggests dreaming big. And once you know what you want, you focus on it, you believe it. It's achievable, and that's one of the steps in the formula. So you really have to 100% believe that whatever it is that you set your mind to is actually achievable. You have to believe it's achievable. You have to have self-belief. And then find ways to achieve it. So you start taking the action steps towards achieving your goals. I heard this saying once that most people do not truly fear failure. What the real fear is success. You know, a lot of us, it's safe to be in a space of failure. It's safe to not achieve your full potential and to be a little bit of a victim. And actually, it's quite scary to think of being a tall poppy, to step out of your comfort zone, to do something really great with your life, and to actually be highly successful. You know, that's actually quite scary for a lot of us. And we're not always sure that we would know what to do with it if we actually, our dreams actually came true. And we got to live this amazing life that we had dreamt of in our fantasies. So if you want to hold yourself back, you can. And we all do. We all do. And I was chatting to a girlfriend recently, and she has been making great headway on an issue in her local community. And I said, hey, You're so passionate about that. Why don't you run for parliament? You'd be great. And she would be great. She'd be amazing. She agreed that she was interested in that, but then spilled off a number of excuses as to why it wouldn't be possible for her to do that right now. All I could hear was she was choosing to hold herself back from her greatest potential. If you don't even try, you'll never find out. You won't know where it could have taken you. And if you really want something, you know, if you really find the motivation and drive to make those changes or to take that action, you'll find a way. You'll find a way to make it happen. There will be a way, you know, and it's all about finding the way. So the book suggests, and this is the way it's structured, is that any plan for success has three components. So number one is the what component. So you have to know what it is you're doing. So what's your goal? What are you heading towards? You need to know what your goal is. And I've got some good tips for how you could find that out. Two, the how. How are you going to accomplish your goals? And then three, the payoff or the results. Why are you doing it? What's your why? And that would just be my personal suggestion, is that for you to know your what, you need to know your why. Why are you here? Why? What motivates you? What are your drivers? What are your underlying drivers in life? Because if you can find out what your triggers are, what triggers you in your life, what motivates you in your life, then you can find an endless source of fuel to drive the engine forward. And then that will also help direct your what. So what are your goals? Well, when you know what you're passionate about, when you know what fuels you, when you know what your drives are, that will start pointing you towards what it is you're passionate about. And then the how, well, I think it's interesting because how is a learning process, and it involves embracing failure. It involves believing that you can achieve it and realizing that once you start the journey towards achieving the goal and taking the steps, that even if you've got it wrong, by starting the journey, you'll be able to recalibrate and fix up your direction when you fail in a certain, you know, areas, and then you can, you know, redirect yourself to the right direction towards your goal. So in this plan, in the plan of the Magic of Thinking Big, the what component is built on attitudes and techniques of successful people. How do they manage their lives? How do they overcome obstacles? And how do successful people earn the respect of others? The how of the plan is a series of concrete guides for action. I love it. It's a very classic book. I love it. Results. So he suggests that conscientious application of the program will achieve the results. So he proposes that you treat, you know, following the plan like a scientist, and that you're experimenting with your life towards achieving things that will make you feel amazing as a person. So it sounds very exciting. So exciting. It goes through common excuses that people have to hold themselves back and tips for how you can overcome those self-limiting beliefs. And so a really good thing in the book, like, he talks about common excuses like, oh, I have health issues, I'm too old for that, I'm not smart enough, I don't have enough resources, I don't have enough money. And then basically, no matter what excuse you come up with, you can always find someone who's had severe health issues, like Teddy Roosevelt, or who has been really old, like that Kentucky Fried Chicken dude. And then he was like on the dole, and yet he came up with this idea for like fried chicken. in a tub or something, and then he quickly became at 67 or something a multi-millionaire or a billionaire. And so all of those excuses are really just self-limiting beliefs or roadblocks that we place on ourselves within our own minds that we choose to hold ourselves back with. And as soon as you're able to engage with the roadblock and realize that you're just holding yourself back through your own self-talk and your own poor level of thinking or self-belief, that's when you can start liberating yourself from the roadblocks in your life that are stopping you from living your best life and living your most authentic, successful life. So it sounds very exciting to me. So after talking about excuses and thinking big, the book goes on to discuss adopting a creative mindset. And I like that because, you know, the reality is we all do have problems. We all do have things that hold us back. And no two people are going to have the same pathway to an outcome, you know. So because we're all on a different journey and we all have individual issues that hold us back. So being open-minded to how you get there, to finding creative ways to get there. And he suggests that part of that mode of moving forward or moving towards your goal is founded on having self-confidence and having self-belief. So, you know, he suggests once you have a goal, you can always find ways to make it happen. And he suggests in order to succeed, you have to constantly back yourself 100%. Because in order for other people to believe in you, you first have to believe in yourself, you know. And sometimes it goes the other way around. Like there are some people who, you know, grew up and everyone believed in them and then they were constantly fed this self-belief, you know, from a very young age. That's not most of us. Most of us did not have self-confidence, you know, like oozing out of every pore of our bodies as we grew up. You know, most of us like just grew up in normal families. We didn't go to special schools that taught us we were amazing, and then we've had to work out how to tell ourselves that in our own time as adults, right? So it's funny, isn't it, because the underdog within us may resist this kind of attitude, especially in Australia, you know, with the tall poppy syndrome. And yet, you know, time and time again, when you read all these success books, and especially like this one, they say again and again, self-belief and the commitment to your cause is what gains you support and momentum towards achieving your dreams. So if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't have the confidence, like other people can see that. They can, you know, we can all see through each other so much more than we realize, because the, you know, when you're not feeling it inside, we show all this body language and we act in these certain ways and we show certain behaviors that betray us. We betray ourselves because so much of us, we are so much more than the words that we speak. We're also, you know, the way that we behave and the way that we hold ourselves and the way that we interact with others and the way that we present ourselves. All of it's so relevant and so important, you know. And so it's almost like you can't hide integrity unless maybe you're a psychopath or a narcissist, who knows. But I have a pet hate towards those terms because I feel like they're really overused by people to like victimize themselves. And I just think, you know, don't be a victim. Don't be a victim in your life. Who cares what other people's problems are, whether they're narcissistic or psychopathic? Who cares? Okay, that's their problem. It's not your problem. You don't need to blame them for your problems. Just get on with it, you know, get on with your life. That's my personal spin on all that. So Building the right attitudes, overcoming your fears, and having confidence and self-belief, and developing big ideas. So the bigger, the better are all tips towards how you can succeed at your life and how you can succeed towards achieving your dreams and your goals in life. So as part of, you know, kicking off 2022, I'm here to invite you to, and this one of the tips in the book is to take, you know, 15 minutes or half an hour a day aside just to be with yourself. You don't need to like be stimulated by anything else. Just listen to yourself, hear what's going on, and allow these creative ideas or these desires to come up. And then start believing, you know, give yourself that self-belief, give yourself that confidence. One thing he suggests, one tip that he suggests is that the way you build confidence and self-belief is through action. So taking action. When you're afraid of something, do that thing. Tackle it head on and give it a go. And then slowly you'll build the confidence and overcome. Even if they're small steps, take a little step towards overcoming the fear. But take action, take action, take action is what he suggests. And then you'll start building the momentum towards overcoming the fears and the self-limiting beliefs that are holding you back in your life. So very exciting. So where to from here? So week one, 2022. Yeah. It's just a great opportunity for you to kick off the new year, start afresh, dream big. And if anything, after 2 years of lockdown, what do you have to lose, right? Give it a crack. Life is fleeting and your time is precious. Make the most of it. So we will post a more thorough summary of David Schwartz's The Magic of Thinking Big on our website. So if you visit our website, you can download a summary PDF and find all the details there. I'm pretty sure you can find the book on Audible. You could probably buy it from any sort of like Booktopia or any sort of bookstore if you want a paperback version. So good luck with kicking off your 2022. So next episode, we're going to bring you something new. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. But until then, you are listening to Alpha Mama. I'm really excited to have you on board and be kicking the new year off yet again with a summary of amazing books that inspire us week by week. So, this is where we take great ideas and develop into greater people through knowledge. Knowledge is power. So keep it real until next week. Can't wait to speak to you then. Alpha Mama, over and out.